So, July 4th was a regular dud day. Didn't do anything. We had an alert the other night. Found out the place is surrounded by VC the next day, but they're all gone and they've all walked out of the area. I don't know why they came or where they went. Our mine yards didn't see them, or so they said. Bon vivant, as it says. Oh my goodness gracious. My big job right now is organize something on these moneyards, get them out of the area, and start to push it again. I was over there tonight. I was supposed to meet the general, you know, but he didn't show up. He doesn't know who I am. He probably wouldn't remember me after he met me anyway, so. But I handle his moneyards. It was his idea. I don't know, the last couple of nights I've been getting to bed about 10:30 or so. I've been sleeping too well. And then getting up at 7. Drive. Boy, I drove today. Man, I really whipped the miles on the old Jeep today. We got two Jeeps. Yay! Yippee. Lieutenant Lee is the motor officer, so I don't have to worry about it anymore. I'm tired. See, you want to know about the books I read? I read The Artillery of the Press by James Reston, which was pretty good. Decision Making in the White House by Sorensen, which was And, well, another one up there. I can't remember what it was. Spies Who Changed History by a former spy. Of course, he was a Jew, and his closing little story was about Eichmann and how he was caught, so. But some of his stuff was interesting. Or rather, you know, the stuff that you read about are the people that failed. Now, those aren't the good ones, because the guys that are doing good are the ones you don't read about, and those are the make the most interesting stories, right? So, it was interesting, but it wasn't that good. I guess I got
a box of Noel.
I had some peaches and pears, which are all gone. And I sure like that. It's good. Marge was real happy that Mom went up there on the 5th. Well, I don't know if she's so happy about it now that it's over, but before it was going to happen, she was happy that there would be somebody there to introduce the family to her. But when she got up there and met all the family, I don't think she thinks it's such a good idea. It's hard to say. I don't know. It's going to be nice. Ooh. 85 days, I think. Something like that. 86 or 85 days. Not too many. We're announcing the Giants standings in the National League. You know, last I saw, there's 6.5 games out of first place, and that's a lot. You know, I look at the paper once a week or so, and it's 3 days old. He made a nasty remark about the Giants not having enough oomph to do it. I turned it off there, as I'm sure you heard. Oh, I want to go to bed. It's nice and warm. It's comfortable today, and just pleasant at night. It's not bad at all. Don't sweat much. Drank about a gallon of water tonight, though, for dinner. I've been driving around in a Jeep with no top all day long, though. Ate Vietnamese food for lunch today. And the interpreter had a party down at his house. Yeah, they had a couple of them. Well, it was him and his wife, and then everybody from the S5 section. And then there was a couple of young girls there that, the guys in the section more or less mess around with downtown. About 18 or 19. And they were there too, having some food. And, you know, typical Vietnamese dinner. It was nice. But I got there an hour late, had to leave early because I was working on these yards, interrogating them, and writing the report and getting all the details taken care of. And tonight, after dinner, had to take them off the MP's hands because they didn't want them anymore. So I took them out there.
tomorrow I have to get the helicopter and all that good stuff to get them up to where they came from. And I can see all the problems now. Well, there's nobody there except them when we land. Well, I didn't pick them up. You know, you take them back. I don't want them. So this sort of stuff. And by the way, my fish are ready Thursday in Pleiku, 13th. And if you want to figure out the time difference, we figured this out very carefully in Hawaii. You take your time and you add 3 hours. In other words, if it's 9 o'clock in the morning, you add 3 hours. It's 12. And then change it. Is it day or time? If it's day there, it's night here. And if it's night there, it's day here. So just reverse it. Change the day if it's after or before 12 midnight. And that's what it is. So right now it's 10 at night. It makes it 7 in the morning at your place. So if it's 7 in the morning there, it must be yesterday morning. It's this morning there, because it's only 10 o'clock here at night. It's before 12. But you see, when it gets to be 9 o'clock your time, it'll be 12 midnight here. And when it's 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, it'll be 1 o'clock Monday morning here. See, that's sort of something to figure out, isn't it? 3 hours difference. Or actually 15, or however you wish to do it, or 9. But it's just 3 up and back. You go up 3, I go back 3. Yippee skippy, now that we know it's 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, you're still quite sound asleep, and I'm just ready to go to bed. We're both quite very sleepy. So you may cut the lawn today or not, I don't know. I said it, the kid quit for $4. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't pay much more than $4 to have a lawn cut. Get some kid that's younger. He doesn't usually take as much. Doesn't have as good a job, but he doesn't take as much money. You know, child labor, you know how it is. Yeah. My yards would get it for 100p, which is only $1. So, about to run out of tape here. Hope it was, keep you informed, all happy and healthy. I don't know about this healthy bit. How's the LA series going? I scratch off the 9th on my Have a Hams and Enjoy Giants baseball calendar there. I got, three calendars right here in front of me. One's got blue X's on it, one's got red X's on it, and one's got no X's on it. It's got pictures by Levy or Louis, something like that. Artiste of San Francisco. That's a nice calendar. It's one Marge gave me. Oh. I am retiring. I hope you have a pleasant day and a pleasant week. You should get this one. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, about Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday? That's nice. So thanks for the tapes and the letters, and hope you're healthy and happy and getting along fine. Let me hear. I like that, you know. It's nice to get letters from home. Yeah. I almost forgot it was sunny when I sat down. Oops, I gotta make a tape. So I did it. I don't see why you don't erase the old ones. I really don't. It's confusing to me. It goes against my Jewish and Scotch background, you know. Yes. Well, that's it for tonight. I'll make another one next week.